People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. I'm Greg, my co-host Larry.
Good morning.
Happy 2019.
Yes.
I almost said 2018.
Happy, Larry. Happy New Year.
We're starting fresh. It's our first real new show of the year. We both were, I was traveling, you were all over the place.
I
both had a lot going on.
Definitely.
It's good to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, it really is. I felt a little lost.
I always do.
I
also feel like, you know, we were talking at the end of the year, like, you know, every year we bring back certain people. Like there's certain guests who have been with us for the whole ride.
This is
since
true.
We've been way back in the day now for over 4 years of this, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to start the year like almost like a New Year's resolution. I wanted to kind of get back into this and really have one of these meaningful shows where we kind of get to the core of what this is all about. So on Tuesday evening, we had Brad and I had a meeting with our dear friends from the Sankara Eye Foundation. And we were talking about an upcoming event they're doing. And I was sitting in the room with one of our dearest friends who's going to join us in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're talking about all these things, and he told this great story, who I will introduce in a moment, don't worry. He told this story that blew me away. And I was like, come in and do the show with Larry and I this weekend. Because not only because I want you in there, and I know Larry likes having you more than me, also I want you to tell this story, and I want to talk about what it means to be selfless and what it means to give when everything is about me, me, me these days, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to welcome one of our dearest and oldest friends on the show, Merle G, from the Sankara Eye Foundation. It's
welcome
so good to
back,
have you.
Very,
friend.
Very happy
welcome
to be
back.
Here, Larry and Greg. It's a great opportunity. I always enjoy. So today I was in a rush, actually.
You were.
But how can I miss an opportunity to be with my dear friends?
You can't. You can't.
Larry, I said to him, why don't you join me? And he's like, what day? And I was like, Thursday, because we typically record on Tuesday, but it was already Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some scheduling conflicts, so we said Thursday we're going to do. And he looked at, he's like, I have to figure some things out. My mom has this going on. I'm flying out in the afternoon. All this was happening.
Not that he's a busy guy, because we know that you're not.
No, he's not busy at all.
I just rushed our doctor. I told my mom's doctor, I have a very important appointment.
Yeah.
Can you finish her? Can you take care of her very fast? She said, yes.
So, and here we are. So you were able to make it. You moved mountains as you usually do. So what the greatest thing about People Helping People, for those who have never listened to the show before, but I'm sure, listen, everybody has listened to the show.
I think so.
No, but those who haven't listened, the show is really built to be this opportunity to kind of forget about ourselves and focus on others in need, whether it's simple topics that might help someone who's struggling with substance abuse, domestic violence, disease, name it, homelessness.
Yeah.
It was about people helping one another, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's no greater example of people helping one another than what you do on a daily basis, Merle, which is the Sankara Eye Foundation. I think we should have just, as we usually like to do, for those who are living under a rock, can you explain it in a nutshell what SEF is all about?
Basically, we are Sankara Eye Foundation. Our purpose is to do our best to eradicate curable blindness right now in India. Later, we are seriously thinking about Africa in the future.
That's great.
So we are doing some things here and there, helping a friend to do more work in Nairobi. And so in India, we started in the year 1998, set ourselves a big vision. Think big is my motto, because I really believe each one of us is blessed with infinite potential, Greg and Larry. God has endowed each one of us, irrespective of caste, creed and religion, race, each one of us, I sincerely believe it, it's all in us, we just have to bring it out. So we set ourselves a big vision, 20 hospitals by the year 2020 or 500,000 surgeries by 2020. We are running 9 hospitals, we are about performing 160,000 surgeries per year. We are now working on 3 more hospitals, which will be ready by 2020. So we'll have 12 hospitals for a capacity of 300,000 surgeries every year.
Wow.
In addition to that, we are also supporting outside providers, third-party providers, where we don't have coverage. Mm. So via that, we'll provide 200,000 surgeries every year. So our goal is 500,000 free eye surgeries every year by the year 2025, and we will get there.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt in my mind about that.
Every year, you make progress, and you always say, I'm blown away at what we got this year.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, so was last year very good?
Last year was tough. Towards the end of the year, Greg, I really felt the impact of the tax law changes.
Yeah.
Because before that, people give for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of the year, many people make quick decisions
for
tax deduction purposes.
Correct.
Some of them. So that really, even in whole America, there was prediction that there'll be 4 to 6% less donations this year.
Okay.
Because of both sides, there is a $10,000 limit in the big states like California, New York, New Jersey.
Correct.
And in outside states like Texas, there's a $24,000 standard deduction. So my daughters and others, they don't have an incentive to itemize.
Okay.
So that did affect us. So we were down about, in our case, about 8%.
Okay.
I was really worried, Larry. How am I going to get, how are we going to get to our goal? Then a miracle happened. Yeah.
This is the story that I couldn't
want to hear.
I almost started to tell Larry because I know of all people who would really love this.
Either.
But then I was like, you know what? I should let Marley tell the story.
I agree.
So tell him, this is one of those that really sums it up.
Yes,
everybody should listen to this.
Yes,
story.
This gentleman wants to remain anonymous, so I'm not going to use his name. He contacted our office in October, asked for me, and then they gave him the contact, but he did not call back until December 29th.
Okay.
He called the office. Office also thought that there was something big. So they gave him, they asked him to call me next day. And my daughter and son-in-law and grandchild are visiting here. So my wife had gone to the office. So just me, my mom and the grandson. Grandson was yelling because he wanted attention. Mm-hmm. And this call is coming. I could figure out that this is something big. So I said, I have to abandon my grandson for some time. So I closed my door. I went inside. This guy said, I've heard about your cause through a friend of mine whose cousin used to work for Sankara India. So he comes with the knowledge of our work in India also.
Okay.
And then he knows about us here. I'm thinking of a few charities. I want to give $500,000 to you and the remaining $500,000 to two others. And can I want to be anonymous. But can I get my father's name on one of the hospitals?
Okay.
So I said $500,000 won't cut it because we normally the cost is $1 million for a name on the hospital. So if you want, think about it. And then if you have to do stock donation, you have to do it today. And because so that I'll get it on Monday and then it'll account for this year. Then after some time in the evening, I go look at my mail. He said, I've decided to give all my million to you, and then please have my name on the father's name on the Hyderabad hospital which we are building. We had $1 million goal for each of the projects, Greg. Bombay, we reached 800K, Indore 650K, Hyderabad only 400K was there.
So this made up the distance.
1.4 million.
Oh my God.
Hyderabad. And then he writes in the mail, this is my 15 years of hard work, frugality, investment and luck, I'm able to do this to you. I cannot donate for the next 10 years. I'm going to, he's right now at Las Vegas, so I'm also going to Las Vegas. I told him I want to meet you today. He said, I cannot host you because I'm renting a room in a house. So let's go out and have a coffee. And in the conversation, he also mentioned that he's driving a 10-year-old Prius.
Really?
Very, very common man. Like,
so instead of using his money for his own material needs.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said this is his first major purchase in life. Purchase or whatever, donation. First major investment in life is this. Can you believe that?
No, but Larry, this is what is amazing. This is, like, renting a room, right? So he's probably making decent money and working hard. He's taking what he needs to survive, living very minimally, as you said.
Yes.
Pragmatically, minimally. And then he's taking whatever else and he's putting it away.
Yes.
For something better and bigger.
Yes.
That's not personal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what we always talk about.
Yeah, yeah, it
is. Can you do something for somebody without them knowing? Are you willing to do something kind and thoughtful for someone without getting any kind of fanfare?
Mm-hmm.
Most people like to have the feeling of being told thank you, right?
Yes.
And I understand that, right? We all want validation.
Yeah, it's just a common feeling.
But there's some great feeling about doing something and asking for nothing.
I was almost literally shaking. I was wondering, what's happening to me? Is this real? Every year, Greg, something comes up like this. Mm-hmm. In 2017, one of my brother's friends who came to know about Shankara 2 years ago, suddenly wires $500,000. We reached our target of $6 million. This year, because of the gentleman, we will cross $6 million. And Hyderabad, unfortunately, maybe we did not reach out to the organizations, Telangana-based organizations, very well. So for all the three projects, that was doing the worst. 400K only out of the $1 million goal.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom, then God sends this man. He's not even from that state. This guy is from the state of Karnataka, where Bangalore and all is.
Okay.
And he is given for this state.
Hyderabad. But why? Was there a reason why? You know, you said he was doing it in his father's name.
Yes.
Was there some correlation between his father and
Hyderabad? I'm going to find out. I'll be meeting him today or tomorrow. He wants to strictly remain anonymous. So I just, whenever he emails me, I just take the content and copy our board and other people. His email and everything just stays with me.
Larry, what are your thoughts on this? You're looking deep in thought here. I know you love this stuff.
Well, it just doesn't happen enough, you know. It's just I really admire people that do things like that, that are selfless and they don't want to be recognized
for
that.
Yes.
Because the feeling is, you know, when you give to help someone out, you always want to see the positive results that you get. In a way, that's selfish, but in a way, it's not. It's just who we are. But when you do something like that and you know that it's really going to change somebody's life and you still don't want to be recognized for it, that's really beyond.
Yeah. As we were talking, I also think I'm doing a lot of good work. But I am speechless with this. I've not gone this far in life.
You're in shock. You're in shock.
I was in shock.
And you live your whole life, basically. Yeah. I mean, really, you are somebody who your whole existence is really trying to help people all over the country in India.
Correct.
And raising funds to help others. So you do this all the time.
Yes.
I do this show once a week. And I feel like, okay, at least, I mean, I'm doing something. And it feels good that I'm doing something, but I don't do enough. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah, we do.
You know,
yeah.
Like, it's. I guess the intentions are always good. And everybody should do a little something every week for others.
Yes.
And this is something that is legitimate and it's trying. But things like this make me feel insufficient. It makes me feel inadequate. And that's probably not fair because I never would have saved. I don't think I've ever made $1 million to be able to save $1 million.
Yeah.
But it is a scary thing to think how sometimes we think we're doing so much more than we are.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear these stories, you realize how important it is to try and do things for other people selflessly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because just not enough of this in the world anymore. No.
But that is what is our spiritual progress, Greg and Larry.
Yeah.
Whenever you do selflessly for others, whenever you're forgetting yourself, that is your progress in life.
Mm.
You forget all your worries and sorrows, then such happiness you get from seeing a smile on somebody else's face, no? That's the beauty of this life.
It's a great feeling. You know, when you see all these like, Make-A-Wish, I see them all the time online now, right? Like, you know, so-and-so, you know, child, their Make-A-Wish was to go to meet, you know, whoever, like Lady Gaga or whatever. You know what I mean? Like you see these things and you see how happy these kids are, very ill. Having, you know, very difficult go at life.
Yeah.
And yet their wish was to meet this person or do this, go to Disney World or whatever, and they get it and they just seem like they're so content and so happy. That reward of seeing somebody feel that good about something is the greatest thing in the world. I just feel like we get so caught up in our lives, the busyness and the haste. And I think social media has really, in a lot of ways, ruined us because we don't spend time thinking and being quiet anymore.
The personal touch and quiet, we don't have that anymore.
We can't escape it.
Yeah.
It follows us. Like if I'm sitting in here, as I'm sitting with you, my phone's been going off.
Yeah.
You can't disconnect from the world. And if you do, people are like, we know you have your phone on you. So why are you not responding? we don't have those quiet moments anymore, right? We don't have too much. Everything is social media. And like, if I have a free second, I'm looking up to see what other people are doing. And then we all feel, well, this person's doing this, this, and this. And now I feel like I'm not doing as much as they are in life. So we feel guilty. We feel like we're not good enough. And we're measuring ourselves against other people's.
Which people. We should never do.
We shouldn't. And yeah. I feel like it's like, at some point, you got to stop. You got to stop with this stuff and say, let's go back to the basics. What does it take for me to be happy without my phone? What does it take with me to be happy without the internet?
That's become like your body part. You cannot be without that.
You're right about
have
that.
Have you left the house and forgotten your phone and acted?
Oh, I know. Like it's almost like losing your wallet.
Yeah. I
you know, maybe
drove
worse.
45 minutes out of my way to get my phone one day because I was like, I can't. People are going to think
it's
I'm
true.
Dead. They're going to think Greg's dead.
Yeah.
If he doesn't. So it's crazy. But this is what's happening to us.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I guess what better conversation in this room than to quickly. I mean, I want to talk about all the other things that are coming up because it's important to discuss the event because that's going to help the cause. But how can we take learn a lesson from this? I want both of you to answer this, but I'll start with you, Merle G. How do we learn from what this gentleman did for you and for SEF, Sankar Eye Foundation?
Basically, giving itself is happiness, Greg. Just giving is happiness. I really believe that if you selflessly do anything, that is your progress in life. Whatever you call it, spiritual progress or whatever. So from this, I feel I need to be more selfless. Not only in giving, just always instead of focusing on my phone, my WhatsApp message, my this thing and that, what can I do? What can I do to my mom? What can I do to my wife? What can I do to my children?
Yeah.
Doing something, taking care of the baby, helping my neighbor, whatever. No, right. Do something. I think that will really make you happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't really add much to that because I think it's any time that you want to help somebody or help somebody, it's a selfless act, actually.
Yes.
And it's, like I said earlier, it's almost selfish because it makes us feel so good. But, you know, I mean, it can be as simple as making a pot of soup for somebody that's sick and taking it over to their house.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't require much, you know.
Yes.
But I think, and I saw something that my sister has sent me on Facebook. There was this girl with FedEx, and she had delivered something to this person's house, and this woman was beside herself because her husband was really sick. And so this girl that was delivering with FedEx went on to deliver more gifts. It was around the holiday. But she came back to that house later in the day. Couldn't get the woman out of her mind. And she just said a simple prayer with a woman, you know, and the woman just broke down. She couldn't, all she needed was just, you know, a human touch, you know, a little bit of concern from somebody. Something that simple, you know. Something that genuine, but it made all the difference in this woman's life. Just a simple act of kindness, I guess you call it.
Fantastic.
That's all it really takes.
That's
you know?
That's a
random acts of kindness. That's
yeah.
That's the way.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that. So why don't we do a quick, instead of taking a commercial break, which we don't do, I want to have a break for a song. If you want to, I feel you, Merle, you always like to, we usually put some music on in the background, but today we're going to do this a cappella. Just voice.
Are you gonna help him then?
No, I'm not gonna help him.
Why? Go on. You got
know,
a voice.
I'm gonna let him sing because I don't know what he's singing.
This song I've not. This just for four lines I'm going to sing.
Okay,
so I've not sung many times. I was very lucky to sing this in front of our current Prime Minister Modi.
Ooh.
When he was the Chief Minister of Gujarat.
Okay.
He was on stage. Our leaders were there. I was so lucky. The person who was going to sing invocation did not come. I'm very fortunate in life. Then Dr. Ramani, our founder, said, hey, you are a singer, but don't sing some rock song or something. Sing some nice devotional song.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll sing this and then explain the meaning.
Okay.
Just four lines.
All right, please.
Vaishnava jan to tene kahiye je पीड़ पराई जाने रे पर दुखे उपकार करे तो ये मन अभिमान ना आने रे वैष्णव जन तो तेने कहिए जे पीड़ पराई जाने रे वैष्णव जन मीन्स आइडियल मैन. He is the ideal man who understands the pain of others. and helps them. And even helping others can give you ego. So you need to watch out for that.
Wow.
So beautiful, though.
That was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for singing for us.
This is Mahatma Gandhi's favorite song.
Can you tell us the name of the song?
Vaishnava Janato Tene Kahiyeji.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
You always choose very appropriate and fitting music in the songs.
Always with meaning.
Our godfather, Mahatma Gandhi, who fought to get freedom for India,
right.
His most favorite song.
Is that right?
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Good. Then there's a lot of meaning behind
that. Yes, yes, yes.
So what's funny, because you sing, and one of the reasons we were meeting the other night is because we're going to be doing this, you're going to be doing this show.
Yes.
One of the greatest and most famous singers is going to be doing a show for Shankar Eye Foundation.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about
it? Yes, Sonu Nigam. We have done two shows by Sonu Nigam so far, 2012 and 2014. Very successful shows. Mm-hmm. Last time we did it at the SAP Center. Yep. This time we are doing it at the Oracle Arena on March 30th. And we also have Neha Kakkar.
Yeah, Neha Kakkar.
Who's so hot now.
She's a hot item,
yes. So I like, for people like me, I like Sonu Nigam's older songs.
Yeah.
He sings Mohammad Rafi songs. That's what I am after. And he has also got his own many songs.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have something for the younger generation.
Yeah.
Neha Kakkar.
And this new movie that's out, everybody's buzzing about, Simba.
Yeah. Oh, and my grandson loves it.
And apparently it's phenomenal. I got to go see it. Apparently it's a great flick. I was talking to a couple people yesterday and they were like, you just go see it. It's one, and they were saying how like the writing is really good and how that's been suffering a lot of Bollywood movies.
Yes.
But this is a really good movie, and she has one of the featured tracks in the movie.
Correct.
And it's all over the place right now. We're playing it a lot here.
Can you believe that my 2.5-year-old grandson says, complains to his parents, play Simba, Simba.
That's unbelievable. He's a smart child. But the great thing is now tickets are actually going to be on sale. This show airs on Sunday, so the tickets will be on sale this...
Yes. We are almost there.
Yeah.
Today or tomorrow we should be... Yeah.
So you should be able to go. Where can we get tickets if people want to go?
Giftofvision.org. www.giftofvision.org.
That's how you can get the tickets. So simple enough.
Yes.
And there's many range of pricing on the tickets.
Yes.
So if so for those of you that are struggling, you just want to get in the door.
Yes.
There is a cheaper ticket.
39, 59, 79, 99, 150, 250.
Wow.
500 and
1,000. That's quite a range.
Yeah, there
the
is.
First row. If you want to be in the first row, you want to touch Sonu Nigam. $1,000.
Larry and I will be in the nosebleeds.
$39
tickets.
Way in
that's
the back.
What we can afford.
Yeah.
But we just want to get in the building. That's all. We don't need to see. I know what he looks like. I can look at him on my phone. This is a great show. Sonu is a legendary name.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
There's always, when it comes to shows in our area, in the Bay Area, when these artists come here, I know our listeners get very excited, right?
Yes,
they all
want
to. So a lot of times they'll be like, "Hey, can you give me tickets? How do I win tickets and all that?" And and I understand that's how it works. But let me just say this, just because the theme of our show today is giving, right, and selfless.
Right.
I want you to look at this as a donation, if you will, to go see an artist you love. You know what? Maybe you haven't donated. Maybe you haven't given money to charity this past year. Maybe this is a chance for you to feel good about giving, and you're getting something in return from it.
Absolutely.
It's not like you're just giving it away.
Yes,
you're giving it, and you're going to get a concert.
Yes.
But you're also doing
helping us progress and open more eyes.
Yes.
Eventually, that's what is going to help, because we're going to expose it to many, many new people.
Yeah.
You'll come and enjoy. You'll come to know about our work. And then basically, we do it just to make progress in our cause.
So, and that's what's great. The concert is, you guys are really excited about it. And it's really important to you, not because, as much as we love to see him, and we love to see concerts, it's for the greater cause.
Greater cause. Yeah.
This is a way to get people.
That's a primary purpose.
Right.
Because we want to provide high quality entertainment.
Yeah.
Shankar Eye Foundation always organizes very well. The last show at SAP, we had 7,800 people or 8,000 people. Sonu Nigam said, this is the best show in the whole country, because Shankara volunteers gave us enough space for ourselves, still took care of us so well, so professionally organized. He mentioned it on the stage.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, especially
and it is good though, right? I mean, think about like being able to give money and know it's going to a good cause, but it's not like, you know, when you walk to a charity, you just hand them a check and you leave. You're not getting anything from that except the feeling of doing something great, which is fine. And I love that. But this is something you're going to give and get something in return.
Three and a half hours of nonstop entertainment.
Yeah.
By Sonu Nigam and Neha Kakkar.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's a lot of music. I think I've loved Sonu. I've always been a fan. And I think anytime you have a chance to see a legendary artist, you wonder how many more times you'll have that opportunity, right?
He's a great entertainer.
Yeah, apparently I didn't see the last time he was here, but apparently last time he was fantastic. But the Close to My Life tour, which is what this is, I mean, he's saying this is going to be his set, the music you're going to hear, it's going to be the top.
Full tier. Orchestra, full symphony full orchestra. It's going to be very lively on stage. I think you will get your penny's worth.
I agree. So if you go to giftofvision.org, you could actually get the tickets for this. And again, I understand why people want to win tickets. I understand that people like to get things for nothing. Believe me, every time we do a concert, people walk in the door asking for something for free. And listen, everybody likes things. Everybody likes free things, right? We all do. But in this case, I would like you to think about it as this is for a greater cause.
Yes.
Don't think about getting it for free. Don't wait to win them. Maybe you will.
Yes.
But if you win tickets, then maybe you go buy a pair for somebody else.
Yes,
right?
That's
how I would think of this.
Well, that's a very good idea.
Try to start the year in a different way.
Yes.
Think of this differently than you would in years past.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Now's the time to do it.
Yeah. So we have a few minutes, only about 4 minutes left. Anything else you wanted to share with us, Murali, before, because I want to make sure we
get basically, as I told you, in addition to this 12 hospitals, we're also supporting several providers in other parts of the country, which are very poor. The state of Bihar, where Buddha was born, Mahavir was born, unfortunately, very backward. It's compared to other states of India, at least several, 2 or 3 decades backward. Mm-hmm. And then many people, we met our partners, they said for many people they do bilateral cataract. Older people, that means the coverage has not been there at all.
Mm.
And they've not done even a single corneal transplant in the state.
Oh my goodness.
It's in a pathetic situation. So when I went there, oh God, how come this state is so behind? So I'm very happy that we are supporting 2 providers in that state. One is Akhand Jyoti, which is already performing 60,000 surgeries per year. Then another is Sri Sai Lions Netralia. We are meeting them. I'm also going in February for 2 to 3 days. We may take up a hospital construction project with one of them immediately.
Wow.
Yes.
That's big news.
That's the insider news I'm passing on.
I like insider news. We hear it first.
We're going to go all out. At least one hospital. Yes. This is not our own brand. But we are supporting a third party.
I love that you're doing that because it's all for the great. It's all for good.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
You're doing something good.
Yes,
meaningful.
Yes,
that's what it's all about.
How about you, Larry? Anything you want to talk about?
No, I think we've about covered everything I wanted to say. Other than I'm really grateful for, you know, you, Morelli, and you, Greg.
Thank you
for being able to share this time with you guys. Is when we all get together. And do this. It's always like, well, it's been, like you say, over 4 years now.
Yeah.
And you've been on since the very beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful to be in this position, really, and to be able to help them in a small way. But
sure.
And to meet people like you and you, Greg.
Likewise, here also.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have spoken for me. I don't need to say much after that. I think that this is the greatest way for me, in a selfish way, to start this year with the show.
Yeah.
Because I always think the first year, when we were talking about doing it, I was like, we may not have a guest the first week. We'll just kind of talk about really resetting our focus, right? Kind of getting back to grounded and starting a new year the right way. And I almost feel organically somehow you ended up in my office, and here we were talking the other day,
unplanned again.
And I remembered that moment how important people like you are, and I was like, you know what? There's no better way to start this year than with somebody who's been here with us since the beginning, and somebody who understands what it is to be selfless, and somebody who understands what it is to give. But also, you're on a mission. You're relentless.
We have to be.
You're relentless, and I admire that about you. I always say that even with Larry, I admire Larry because he genuinely lives his life as simply as he possibly
genuine
can.
Genuine person,
and,
yes.
And he cares about other people, and it's more than I think he cares about himself. So I surrounded myself here with some of the finest.
You are too. You're such a pleasant guy.
He knows.
I am not.
We tell him all the
time. Listen, I am
He
nothing.
Just likes to hear it.
No.
Yeah.
I am nothing.
He likes to hear it.
I pale in comparison to you, gentlemen.
No,
I'm not one. I'm not pretending.
You're a very likable guy, Greg.
Yes.
I can just say that.
Well, I appreciate that, but I wish I'd be. I wish I was more like you guys, but I appreciate it. But I will say, it's a long year ahead, and we're going to have our best year, all of us.
Amen.
And all of you who are listening, I hope that this is at least a little bit of an opportunity to check yourself and look within and see what you could do to be better as well. We could all try. If we fail, we'll keep trying.
Yes, yes. Don't complain. Do what you can in the world to make it move forward.
Go to giftofvision.org. Buy the damn tickets. Buy them.
There you go.
Do a good thing.
I like that.
Larry, you and I next week.
Yep.
Once again.
Absolutely.
See you back here.
Thanks for the
opportunity.
People
helping people. Yeah. Bali 92.3. Thank you, Marley.
Thanks.
Yeah.